I'm Meredith Seif, the Deputy Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluations and Inspections in New York, and with me today is Vince Grieber. We're here to talk about two new reports on access to care within Medicaid managed care. And Vince, could you tell us a bit about what you found?
We found that people enrolled in Medicaid managed care organizations may not be getting access to the care they need when they need it.
But isn't managed care an increasingly popular option for state Medicaid programs? And isn't Medicaid enrollment growing under the Affordable Care Act?
Yes, on both counts. Over the last decade, managed care has grown rapidly, and today almost 3/4 of all Medicaid enrollees are served by such plans. Experts also predict that over the next 3 years, an additional 18 million Americans will be enrolled in Medicaid, most of them in managed care plans. We did these two studies to see if enrollees in these plans were having problems getting access to care and what the states and CMS can do to address those problems.
So this will obviously impact a lot of people. How did you check to see if access to care was a problem?
As part of our research, we called to schedule appointments with a sample of 1,800 providers from around the country.
And what were the results of those calls?
Unfortunately, what we found was troubling. 51% of the providers we called could not offer an appointment to new patients. In a number of cases, providers told our callers that they never heard of the specific doctor listed in the managed care plan, or that the provider had retired or left the practice years ago.
But 69 million Americans currently rely on Medicaid for their health care, and soon Medicaid will cover an additional 18 million people. Isn't it important to ensure that all those beneficiaries have access to a wide array of doctors to provide necessary care? How are states doing that?
States try to ensure that patients have access to health care by creating minimum standards for all Medicaid managed care plans. But these standards vary widely from state to state.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah. For example, one state requires managed care organizations to have one primary care provider in place for every 100 enrollees, while another state only requires one provider for every 2,500 enrollees. And sometimes there were no standards governing access to certain kinds of providers like specialists. These variations mean that people living in one state may not have the same level of access to care as people in another state.
You note that standards vary, but how effectively are states enforcing the standards that they create?
We found that also varies significantly, with some states doing a better job than others. The one thing in common was that most states failed to find even one single violation of their access standards over the 5-year period we studied.
Well, isn't that a good thing if states aren't finding violations?
Not necessarily. It might mean that states are not finding violations because they're not looking. It turns out that states that did not find violations were states that relied on plans to self-report that they were in compliance. On the other hand, states that did find violations did their own testing, like making the same kind of secret shopper calls we made.
So what did you find among the providers who were able to offer care?
While most providers who offered care could see patients within 2 weeks, some patients had to wait as much as a month or more to be seen. In fact, 10% of patients had to wait longer than 2 months to get the care they needed.
So does the OIG believe that states are actually meeting their access standards?
When providers listed as participating in a plan cannot offer appointments, it creates a significant obstacle for enrollees seeking care. It also suggests that the actual size of the provider networks may be considerably smaller than what is presented by the managed care plans. So our work does raise questions about whether patients are getting treatment when and where they need it.
Very interesting. So what are you recommending to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS?
We made a number of recommendations to improve CMS and state oversight. Specifically, we recommended that CMS strengthen its oversight of state standards. We also recommended that CMS improve its methods for evaluating how well states comply with the standards. And finally, we recommended that CMS work with states to improve the accuracy of the plan information and make sure that plans only include participating providers. CMS agreed with each of our recommendations.
Vince, thank you so much for sharing this important work, and we look forward to seeing how states and CMS respond to these recommendations.
Thank you.